This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe where the Rangers are going to host the Astros in the first of a three-game weekend set. Coming up tonight, the pregame at 6:30, the first pitch at 7 o'clock. Got some cool stuff going on. It's Optic Night tonight, co-branded Rangers Optic jerseys if you have one of those special theme night tickets. Silver Boot Series Pin Night tomorrow. Of course, all the fun on Sunday with the ice cream and all that. And a reminder, there is going to be traffic to the west of the stadium on 30 because it's going to be closed. 30 is going to be closed in Arlington between Fielder and East Chase Parkway from 9 tonight until 6 a.m. on Monday. So plan accordingly if you're heading out here. Our buddy Nick Wright, FS1, has a message for football fans upset about the red zone adding commercial breaks. He believes football shouldn't primarily be consumed via red zone. It's time that we start watching the NFL like adults, he said. He adds, you cannot be a self-respecting, diehard NFL fan if the only way you consume football is through red zone. I probably agree because red zone's not on Thursday, Sunday, or Monday night. So it's a little bit difficult. But, yeah, you know, I think the red zone is under attack. Red zone's under attack. People aren't saying that you're a real football fan if you consume the red zone. Wolchuk, Chiafalo, I know you're fans of the red zone.
Yeah.
You take offense to this?
Yeah, that's laughable. It's absolutely laughable. On a football Sunday, I'm trying to get as much as possible of the important stuff. What am I going to do, break down a random Cardinals and Jags game?
Yes.
No, that's not what what I'm here for. Now,
Let me help you here.
But if there's anything important in that game, guess what? I'm going to know about it because I'm watching red zone. As you mentioned, I got Monday night, Thursday night, and whatever other friggin' night they want to go Wednesdays and everything else, I'm watching full games there, okay?
So don't
on my red zone parade.
What week can I help you with your breakdown? Would you like a, like, what week would you like to watch?
Yeah, and I have the encyclopedia here of film breakdown. If I am curious about a second and one call and Jags Panthers, guess what?
We can pull it up.
Broadus has the answer.
All 22,
yeah,
baby.
And if you play, if you pay for NFL Plus, I've got all the games there too. I can go back and watch them.
Yeah.
And I think the notion that it's just inside the 20, I get it's called the red zone. That's fake news. All right.
Yeah.
We are seeing more than just inside the 20. We do get to see how the drive got to that point.
Nice little look back.
They do a good job of doing all of that for us. So,
See, that's what
off your high horse, Nick Wright.
That's what I always wonder. Great hair by Nick Wright.
He does have good hair.
But I always wondered about that because I'm one of those, how did they get in position? How did they get into the red zone? Massive penalty. Good drive, good play calling and all that. So you're telling me they do a better job of showing more of the drive?
They do, yeah, especially in the afternoon slate, the late games, because there's only two or three of them going on.
Okay.
I'm more of a three and outs and TV breaks put me to sleep. And if I don't have a vested interest like it's the Cowboys or like the Packers game this weekend, all the Packers games that I hate watching and wanting them to lose for a better draft pick, I have a hard time staying interested in random NFL games, and I think the red zone keeps people locked in incredibly well. Where's the idea coming from that Dak should be suspended too?
I guess this is started this morning in Philadelphia media.
Of course it did.
I think he rage baited him perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Dak was an innocent party, but, you know, that's kind of the advantage of having discipline, and I think Dak does that better than anybody, is walking right up to that line, winking at the guy, smiling at him, and getting him to do something that kicks him out of the game. I don't think Carter's going to be suspended any further. Maybe a fine, but I would consider that time served if I'm the league right now.
I think a 16-game suspension should be on the table here.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you want to go ahead and flag these guys for taunting, you get up, you flex over your opponent. Like, really set the standard here. Go ahead. There's no place for spitting on your opponent.
Make it a floating suspension.
Maybe just a banishment.
He misses the next Cowboys game, too.
See, that's what I was saying. The fact that the crime was against the Cowboys needs to be, again.
All right. I'm in favor of that. Man law.
Man law. I haven't heard a man law reference
man
in
law.
A decade.
What is that from? They should bring it back. Was it the Bud Light commercials?
Man law. Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
They were good ads.
But yeah, I can't remember the little jingle. It was badass. Those commercials were awesome.
Yeah, the real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So was he playing with a loogie on his jersey all night?
I don't know.
Is that kind of the way that goes?
He probably got a little squirt of water and brushed that off.
And if that's face and not jersey, I think you're talking about a healthy suspension.
Yeah.
You know, the jersey factor here is big.
Now, what do you think about the intent of Dak's loogie? Clearly on the ground, I thought Carter was already in on your side of the line of scrimmage. I thought it was kind of marking the territory, but careful not to spit on him, from my understanding.
Yeah, and he executed the spit in the direction perfectly, and he didn't actually spit on him. Nobody in their right mind would take the Dak spit and then haul off and hock a loogie on the player in front of the ref. It's one of the dumber things I've ever seen in all of football.
Did you see the lip reader say that maybe Dak said to Carter, "Your boy died"?
Yeah, that was a ball sack for sure.
That was a ball sack.
I mean, of course, like Dak's at the podium.
I can't rule it out.
Dak was just depending or sort of defending Tyler Booker, because apparently Jalen Carter was trying to get into the head of the rookie.
Okay.
Tyler Booker talking smack. So that's why Dak sort of stepped forward and kind of had the rookie's back. Like, why are you trying to get on my guy right now?
He's not going to spit on his teammates. You know, he's just got to spit over them.
And Dak has way too much couth than to dip that low in a trash talk scenario.
Next topic here is we continue to react to the Cowboys' Week 1 loss to the Eagles, 24-20. I'm overall a lot more optimistic than I was yesterday at this time, so I'm feeling pretty good. What happened with the jersey grab? I don't know if this is a hold or not. I'm trying to get educated on the rules, but to me it's clear. You know, you can kind of grab on the inside as long as the guy's trying to get behind you. They let offensive linemen get in there, right? But once you turn and try to pursue to the sideline and you still have that jersey, that is a material restriction of your path to the ball. That should be a hold, right?
That's holding, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's holding.
Okay.
Yeah, they missed one on Sam Williams. They missed one on Donovan Ezeraku. They were not a big holding officiating crew.
Because Minnie Weather was out there doing battle with people, and apparently he says he's going to do a video with Gene Steratore or some sort of officiating
guy with credibility, and you know, he was holding the line strongly against the fans that that wasn't a hold. Now, maybe he's offensive line biased. Maybe Mailata's one of his guys. He was just calling that dominance. Didn't think that was the case.
I will say this, though. With Mailata, he is so big that the way you rush him is important. I mean, you can't – you've got to make him play with his body position out of whack. And there was a time where Ezeraku broke his hands down and got a quick pressure.
That was a great move.
He slapped, you know, and you're like, okay, but that's how you got to. You got to make him overextend and maybe try and tackle you. It happened to Tyler Smith, his holding call. That's a pretty easy one to call.
Yeah, because, that was a tackle.
Because body position was bad and all that. But if you're going to just take a guy head up and rush him, they're not going to call holding that much. You have to be on the edge of him, and they have to be able to see the hands are on the outside of the framework or pulling a jersey or hands up in the face. You have to show these officials that. But they'll let them hold all day as long as their hands are inside.
I think Ezeraku maybe heard how strong Mailata was, but needed a couple of series to figure out that I can't go straight at this guy. It's starting to look kind
of
silly.
There's a lot of tape of Jordan Mailata playing football, and you're talking to the old scout guy here who I've seen every one of them, and it's like, this is how you beat him. This is how if you're going to beat him, this is how you have to do it. And there's plenty of cut-ups where you could have studied him and said, okay, I can't let him get his hands on me or he'll kill me.
It looked like Donovan had a better game as that went on, though. What would you say overall?
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's things. He had some balance problems. Did you see that?
Yeah, absolutely.
He had some balance problems. I think he was trying to actually do too much.
The spin would get him into trouble.
And it kind of got him caught into some places he didn't need to be. His best moves, when you watch him at Boston College, was attack. We saw it in training camp.
And his bend.
Yeah.
He needs to use that to his advantage.
And when he's just straight rushing guys, he's not going to win many of them.
Because when he's able to dip and rip, it's difficult for linemen to get their hands on him.
Absolutely.
And when he's going straight down the middle, which he's done too much of in the preseason, then against Mailata, especially a guy that strong, when he gets his hands on you, you're not getting off.
Not a good night for the edges, though. And I guess their tackles and Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley had a lot to do with that. And hopefully we can feel better. But maybe last night Marshawn Nealon was their best defensive end.
I think Marshawn Nealon might have been your – him and Kenny Clark, in my opinion, were the two best defensive linemen.
And James Houston had the best play. Do we need to see more of James Houston?
I would say so. I mean, only 9 snaps.
Him and Leofau, I think, earned more snaps, hopefully moving forward.
What other adjustments from week one do you want to make? Should we talk about Jaden Blue here? Would he have not gotten snatched? I was just stunned when I looked up the 40 times and saw how slow Bond was at the combine. Yeah. Like, he hulked up to run a 4.68.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, wow, that's a great time for him. Sanders is running in the mid-4.4s and gets snatched like that at 28 years old. That was bizarre, and everybody was immediately saying Jaden Blue would have not gotten caught. Maybe Jaden Blue would have fumbled. I don't know. Maybe Glenn Smith was right, and they wanted to send him a message that you got to work harder to get on this active team.
I was really surprised for a team that doesn't blitz a whole lot that this would probably be a good game. Now, they tell us that they played him because of special teams. They were playing Flannoy because of the special teams, and that's what they wanted to go with. Him and Buddy Johnson were going to be the special teams players, and so that's why Blue didn't get to play. But, you know, it's a team that doesn't blitz, it seems like to be a good opportunity to play Blue, that he doesn't have to worry about blitz pickups and things like that, if that's in fact what you're worried about.
But if I'm Jerry Jones today, I'm thinking, okay, maybe last year really sucked and this year might not be our year, but it could be if we spend some money. You know, you look at the linebackers right now, Murray and Sanborn, as I feared, they are try-hard jobbers at most. And you know,
Murray was not as good as he needed to be.
That trade might be worse than the Trey Lance trade.
Jahan Dotson on that that pass out to Shipley early in the game.
Well, they did a great job getting numbers on that.
Oh, no, they totally did.
The Cowboys were totally mismatched.
That might have been one of the best blocks of the night, though. Dotson just de-cleating Murray.
Okay, what about the running back, Javonte Williams?
I thought he was really good.
Better than I gave him credit for.
Absolutely.
There's power in there. Yeah, there's some shiftiness and slipperiness that I didn't expect.
The power is clearly evident there.
And the vision difference between him and Miles Sanders is night and day.
Absolutely.
For sure.
But his 10, I mean – he had my favorite play of the game. when he's dragging people
down to the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Like that was badass. That's the type of physicality this team has not had since probably that offensive line started to deteriorate.
What got figured out in the second half with the run defense, though? You know, is that the impact of Solomon Thomas and Kenny Clark? That's who I thought I noticed the most on TV.
Well, what happened is they lost their guard in that, and then all of a sudden, Dallas did a much better job of like playing on the Eagles' side of the line of scrimmage. They were able to get across, you know, some slants. They were able to get up the field. They were disruptive. Clark against Steen was. That's power right there, you know, and that's what you kind of had to do. But much better job of when the defensive line was in gaps of linebackers being in gaps with them and making sure that there weren't, like, there was a couple of times, like I say, Sanborn jumps underneath and he goes, he's supposed to be in B gap and he ends up in A gap, and now the ball's in, you know, he's in, they had a deal where one time, Sanborn, if you'll remember the play, I think Zach or all of us will remember the play, where Sanborn's behind the line of scrimmage, and then all of a sudden Barkley, like, jump cuts, like, just jumps to the side. Sanborn misses, but there's Clark right there to make the tackle. You know, and maybe if that's Mozzie Smith or somebody else, he's probably blown out of the hole, and that's like a 7 yard gain. So, you know, they did a much better job of playing the gaps and playing for each other after the weather delay. Yeah.
How brutal was the fumble?
It was bad.
It's disappointing.
It was disappointing because.
But you're right about the block.
It was Tyler Smith's man. It's your best offensive lineman. He just couldn't secure the guy, Hall, and Hall just like kind of throws him aside. And then now he's back in the tackle. And then Sanders is not really. It's kind of. It hit him from the side. He's still got to hold on to the ball. But man, it was your best lineman that got beat. That's the tough aspect of it.
And then going back and rewatching, because I know we had a call, I think it was Chip in New Mexico, and he was noting, like, after a long run like that, why don't you get Miles Sanders out of the game for
breather?
I think
it was four or five plays.
But they did.
Yeah.
Javonte Williams actually had come onto the field for a couple of snaps, and then Miles Sanders came back in. Now, I would have personally, in hindsight, it's easy to say, like, Javonte Williams had run so well in the red zone, just let him be the guy, but – unfortunately, Miles Sanders put it on the ground, and that was one of the big reasons why he lost the game.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that thing right there, bigger than the CeeDee Lamb drops, I feel like, if I was going to weigh the why you lost. And then, you know, talking about the end of the game, Brian?
Yeah, I was just going to say, too, though, you talk about some drops. The Ferguson drop on the one he got whacked, it ended up being the penalty.
Should have been a touchdown.
That, honestly, that's a ball that Jake Ferguson catches 8 out of 10 times.
Yeah,
you know, it's just unfortunate that, you know, you could see him. He's kind of peeking.
Yeah.
He's kind of peeking a little bit at Blankenship, and so he's really not trying to, you know, he's trying to catch it, but you can see his eyes are not where it needs to be to go get the ball.
I like the aggressiveness from Dak. I really do. But you could have had three interceptions in that game. I mean, Mitchell had one go through his hands.
The Mitchell one was bad.
Was it Young?
That was pressure. Yeah.
I think they PFF credited Dak with one turnover-worthy play. Yes, these were deflections. You know, they were deflections because of so many guys in the area.
Like they had Dory the one Jackson that, where they popped that one
CD,
up.
The one that Jackson knocked.
That was
forward.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Dak played incredibly well. As I look at last night's game and the difference of it, it was what Collinsworth said as that drive is getting underway. Dak's probably going to have to run it at some point. And the Eagles are thinking, we're just defending against chunk plays. So to me, like that it was a great game from Dak, but what happens if he's young enough to run in those situations? And instead of, oh, I got a YOLO win, it's like, I think I can get 3 yards and make one tackler miss. You know, the throw to CD, was it a little bit too far? Yes, but, I mean, every one of Dak's other throws were just pinpoint precision, and CD could have made that play. You know, I don't know how I want to reconcile everything that happened with Dak last night, because I feel like his limitations significantly take away your ability to keep the defense honest.
I just kind of wish, you know, we talked about the motions and the metrics, like, oh, it was 42% for the game. But, man, it just seemed like to me there was more of it early in that game, the more the emotion, with emotion behind that. You know, they were getting guys in position to say they were going to run the trap That was the big. They were trapping, you know, pulling, combo blocking, trying to get guys pinned, and then having guys pull. You know, it just seemed like to me his first 15 were like really like he's going after Vic Fangio here, and for two quarters. I thought he was really, really good. I don't know what happened to him after the weather delay. I just don't.
Do you got? Yeah, I don't know. Loss of focus. I mean, guys were hungry. A weird meal.
I don't know.
Blood sugar.
I don't know. I don't know what Schottenheimer. I don't know what he was trying to. I don't know what he was trying to do. It came back that fourth down call. I'll say it again. I think that's the best call he had in that since the weather delay.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything that made me feel like. You know, that they were really getting we've got to do something really kind of creative here to get things going again.
They definitely seem like they lost their rhythm. That one like negative 3 yard play to CD.
Yeah.
That was one of those where I think that they wanted to try and get the defense going one way and then come back side.
Yeah.
But the Eagles sniffed it out and I think it was a busted play.
Yeah.
I don't think somebody didn't do the right thing because it just looked in shambles.
Well, they had a handoff too where Steele got beat inside.
Yeah.
Like they, it was the only time that I really saw the Eagles move their front, and as they moved it, and I mean move it as into the gaps, every one of Dallas's guys were, lunge, and then especially Steele, and then what happened is Booker couldn't help Steele because he was kind of out of whack. You know, usually sometimes if a guy gets beat inside, they can kind of help their buddies. But, man, it ended up being a negative play.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. C-Notes coming up next. One Dak angle on last night's game that I haven't heard discussed so far. I'll tell you where I'm going with that. We'll get Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40, and we're back here live at the Globe getting ready for Rangers-Astros on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.